so much to talk about when it comes to this game and the frustration level that came with how this game ended for us, having opportunities on offense and not being able to come up with anything. You know, we talked about the run game, and there is some good news. Caleb McGarry is listed as day-to-day. This news just coming down. And I just put it back out there to put him up. See, Dukes.
MCL sprain, they said?
Well, he's listed as day-to-day, which is better than him being out for any significant amount of time. And Dahlman is getting more test run as we speak, probably, or maybe they know by now. But it was McGarry with a knee injury, and he underwent further testing today. But they're saying he's day-to-day, which means, guys, again, he feels fine by the end of the week. He's probably playing in the Saints game.
Right.
Dahlman, we're waiting to hear what the latest is with him.
High ankle sprain with him, if that's what was reported. You saw with Justin Herbert how difficult that can be, and obviously, you know, you see all these dudes. You know, it's, Carl, they got enough got enough apparatus on your knees, obviously save your knees, but you know, you can't all that leverage, and you can't move with that. You know, in the trenches, you can't do it.
So they're doing an MRI on him. We're talking about Drew Dahlman. That's our center, and he is expected to miss time. We just don't know how much that time is going to be. So we'll continue to wait and hear some news as we go along today. That is an update on our O-line. As far as last night, after the game, I do want you guys to hear what our head coach, Raheem Morris, had to say to our Dave Archer.
Bitter pill to swallow, Raheem. You had him right where you wanted him. You played him to a standstill, just couldn't quite get it done at the end.
You know, we got to run the ball better on offense. We got to be able to stop the run better on defense. And there's a lot of things you can clean up. And there's no such thing as really going to play a guy and feeling good about it unless you win. And you had an opportunity to win that game, and we didn't. Came up short.
Patrick seemed to do a really good job of taking what you guys were giving him underneath, but you were able to start taking some of that stuff away in the second half.
You know, that's Patrick Mahomes. He's going to make the right decisions. He's going to go through his progressions. He's going to exhaust his progressions. He's going to know when to use his feet. And the guys did a nice enough job in order to stop the pass and do some of those things and slow him down. They were able to run the football, which we should not allow them to do, and we got to go clean those things up and do a better job with that.
Raheem, tell me about battling through the injuries. You lose, Caleb McGarry goes down. You lose your center in Drew Dahlman. Newsel steps in, does a nice job. Storm Norton steps in, but still, they were really coming with a lot of pressure in the game.
You know, that doesn't matter. Nobody cares. We won't make those excuses. The next guy in, I got a lot of faith in, I got a lot of belief in, and it's our job to go out there and execute and win.
All right, tell me about the end of the football game. Got a chance there at the end. You're down there twice. I thought you got a pass interference call that didn't happen on Pitts in the end zone. That's not for you to comment on. That's for me to say. But in that last drive, try to run at him a couple of times on fourth and one, for third and one and fourth and one. You decided to go wide on fourth down.
You know, we went with the fourth and one and the third and one up the middle. We had an outside play with these guys doing the zero pushers. If we can get that thing blocked, we can get around that corner and big things can be happening. But we didn't, so we didn't get that executed. I won't second guess the call. You know, they made a great play.
All right, you got New Orleans coming in here. New Orleans lost this weekend as well. Divisional game. You got to flip the script pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, it's our job to control our own destiny. And with the South coming in, it's a big job for us.
He said nobody cares. And that is Raheem Morris. He's not lying. Nobody does care. Outside of Atlanta, nobody cares that we lost two offensive linemen in the heat of battle. And guess what? Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. So I respect his answer, but it did hamper our offense's ability to do some of the things that we're really good at, like running the football. Protection strategy, Mike, and protection plans as far as some of these passes that you wanted to attempt in the second half. I hear Raheem, but this is my thing about this next man up thing, by the way, and I've said this to Mike many times. Everybody always says that, next man up. If the next man up was that damn good, he'd be the starter. Okay, it's always a drop-off, usually when you talk about injuries. This is why guys start and guys don't. So it does matter, but Raheem is right. Man, Saints aren't going to come in here and feel sorry for us on Sunday whatsoever, Mike.
Yeah, and I get it. He's old school. You can't comment on – you guys know. They'll find you up the yin-yang. He doesn't want to lose his – he said he likes his money. He don't want to lose six figures of NFL fines after everything that we talked about with the no-call and the Pitts PI. But, yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I will say this, though. I thought of all the things, you know, I've gotten on Fontenot about, I think we've probably in a better position. Last year we had four of the offensive linemen go down, and we were able to still function. And you couldn't say that about us, you know, in previous teams. You're going to Mitrov. We do have good depth. Like, Storm Norton is a good player. He certainly picked up for McGarry last year when he was out. Not as sold on Newsail. Am I butchering this name, Chris? Newsel. I've heard Newsail. Newsel. Hopefully he'll maybe create better chemistry with Cousins, because we've always seen where that can go, Carl, when the quarterback doesn't feel comfortable with the snap. Maybe he didn't feel comfortable with Neusel as far as, you know, that play that he did tweak to get the run to the left side. But as you said, you hate the fact you're going east-west. Raheem wants to be – we want to be physical. You know, not fast and physical, but we want to be physical.
Sure.
And you should be able to get a yard. Look, at the end of the day, you know, we can joke around about the NFL. It's about nutting up. It's about doing your work. The, you know, man up, Carl. Go get that yard. Right? Remember Al Pacino? And he gave us those inches and give us that yard. We couldn't get it. Two cracks at 1 yard. So that's on you. And as he said to start this conversation, nobody gives a flip about the injuries. But if they were that good, they'd be starting somewhere else.
Let's hear from D. Alford. It's Dukes and Bell giving you as much perspective on last night's loss to the Chiefs as we possibly can. Coming up, we'll hand out some game balls and no balls as well. We also will go around the NFL. There were huge upsets yesterday. It was just one of those days where around the league you looked and you went, oh, I didn't think they were supposed to win. That's what makes it interesting about this league. But here is D. Alford after the game with our own Dave Archer.
D, tell me about the challenge that this was. Super Bowl champs, Patrick Mahomes, a lot of stuff surrounds that, the lore of that. But you guys went out and played pretty solidly.
It was a tough challenge, you know, knowing coming in, going against a guy like Pat Mahomes. You know, he's going to extend plays. He's a playmaker, you know, a great quarterback in this league. So just going against a guy like him, it's tough. Like you said, we played solid. You know, always room for improvement. You know, a couple mistakes, you know, in the back end. But we can work on that and continue to grow from this game.
What was Jerry's message? They've got some really quick receivers. They've got some bigger guys. Tell me about the challenge. You talked about extending plays. Just those guys matching up with Worthy and Rice and those guys.
Like them, the guys you just named, you know, they're pretty fast. And just going against those guys, you know, you got to kind of play top down, get your hands on when you can. And like I said, the quarterback like to extend plays. So you just got to be sticky in the back end. But it's tough going up against those guys, you know, with a quarterback like Mahomes, he can throw out quick screens and let those guys get, you know, yak yardage, you know, after the catch and stuff like that. But it was a great challenge, man. Like, as a back end, as a defense, as a team in general, we just got to continue to grow from this game. It's a lot of positives, you know, we can take from this game.
I thought you guys did a really good job on that perimeter throw. That's our extension of the run game, trying to get those guys the ball on a run, leverage tackling. Talk a little bit about that. Let the fan, kind of give the fan an idea of what you guys are trying to do to kind of hem a guy in one of those screen plays.
Yeah, and words, you know, Coach Late, you know, stand and shoot, which means if I'm outside, keep my outside leverage, make the receiver or the running back turn it back in, you know, to the posse, everybody running to the ball. So we try to emphasize that at practice, you know, when we run to the ball, just, you know, keeping the shoot, making guys cut back, you know, take your shot, make your tackle when you can.
You guys did a really good job once again in the red zone, and they got in a couple of times, but as many times as they had the football. Tell me about that. Time of possession has been brutal for you guys defensively the first 3 weeks of the season. Each team has held the ball 34-plus minutes in a game. What is that doing to you guys? Are you feeling that on the field late in football games?
I wouldn't necessarily say we're feeling it, because at the end of the day, we, no matter if you have it for 10 seconds, 12 seconds, we got to continue to play during the down. You know, we've been going against a lot of, you know, good quarterbacks who can scramble and get out the pocket. It, find empty holes in the, you know, in the pass rush and scramble and extend plays. Other than that, I feel like as a secondary, you got to continue, you know, to cover the guys no matter how long it is.
All right, D. Saints are coming in. You know, they're one of your division rivals. They lost today to the Eagles, a team you beat last weekend. Tell me about the mindset of getting ready for the Saints.
You know, like Coach Raw always say, we got to have the mindset to outrun the South. So, you know, we can watch film, growth in this game right here, and get ready to, you know, for New Orleans to come in and get this win for the city.
All right, my man. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir.